All right, so the school year has been canceled. Kids are going to be home until the fall. Parents are in a whole new area here. Dr. Kevin Lehman to the rescue. His new book is called Why Your Kids Misbehave and What to Do About It. Good morning, Dr. Lehman.
Good morning to you, Todd. It's good to be with you guys. And now the enemy is with us at all times. You know, they don't even go to school. They're under our feet. And they're unionized on top of that. You know, they know how to pull our chain. And this little book ought to scratch where people are itching right now, especially because it really gets down to why kids misbehave. And one of the reasons why they misbehave is because we allow them to. Hmm. And quite frankly, most parents, believe it or not, teach their kids to misbehave.
Wow.
You know, I've been trying to get parents to understand that the authoritarian way of rearing children is not a biblical way of rearing children. God is not an authoritarian. He didn't grab Todd Gale by the earlobe and say, you will do this, you will do that. Hmm. But his scripture says every knee shall bow. So he is the supreme authority, but not an authoritarian. Of course, a lot of parents today are permissive. And those guys, I'll use a clinical term for them, they're nuts. Oh, yes. Brittany, have you chosen to go to bed yet? I mean, give me a break.
Well, the title of the book, I mean, Why Your Kids Misbehave and What to Do About It. Already, when you say that, people have the answers. I know, I'll tell you why, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do. What makes your view different from maybe what I might be thinking?
Well, it's a lot different, and it's all the eye of the beholder. You know, kids want to please us, okay? And parents don't always get that. Let them please you. Give them responsibility. When they're misbehaving, a simple walking in the room and saying, I am very unhappy what's going on down here, and turning your back on them and walking away, you break coals on them. You don't have to do all the things you normally do as an authoritarian parent. So the idea, let's take the older kid who says, get off my case, get out of my life, give me space, chill out, man, don't have a cow. What do you do with a smart mouth 17-year-old? I think you do nothing. You shut up. You wait for the teachable moment, which isn't usually very long. And the 17-year-old says, hey, Dad, yeah, can I take the car? I want to go over to Jake's house and shoot some hoops. And Dad looks at him and says, well, I'd love to help you, but right now I'm out of your life. And so, yeah, I'm out of your life. God didn't put me on this earth for you to run over me. I am in authority over you. And so the book is jam-packed with ideas about how to keep the proverbial tennis ball alive on the right side of the net.
Well, people might ask you, Dr. Lehman, what should we do? But then what am I doing that I shouldn't be doing? I think sometimes, because we all have sort of pre-programmed patterns in our brains about what we're going to do. And sometimes we don't even think it through. We just react.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just a default setting. So maybe we need to learn, like, what we shouldn't do. And I think that's kind of how you're approaching it, right?
Yeah. You're a husband, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Me too. And us husbands and children have a lot in common. I want every woman to pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. We hate your questions. You got it, ladies? Men hate questions. Kids take questions. What do parents do to kids all the time? Ask them questions. If you want a husband to talk to you, ladies, ask your husband for his opinion. He'll talk your ear off. You want your kid to talk to you? Ask for their opinion. There's an immediate turnoff when you start asking kids questions. How was your day at school? Fine. What'd you do in school today? Nothing. And then they run to their bedroom and text their buddies like a woodpecker that's got a bad case of ADHD. And they just shut you out of your life. So if you want to have an impact in your kid's life, you need to move toward your son or your daughter. You know, it's like if you want a relationship with God, I got this for you. God doesn't move toward you. You got to move toward God.
It's called Why Your Kids Misbehave and What to Do About It by Dr. Kevin Lehman, who's been our guest this morning. As always, thank you so much, Dr. Lehman.
Okay, thanks, Todd. God bless you, friend.